Chapter 4, Taming the Tongue. Slapping with a Smile. Has a friend of yours ever joked casually about your protruding waistline or habitual tardiness, and you've come away feeling slapped and smiled at in the same moment? If so, you know what it is like to be on the receiving end of what I call negative humor. Negative humor is often funny, but the laughs are purchased at someone's expense. It is funny and painful at the same time. Negative humor is like slapping someone with a smile. Negative humor often contains a slap at someone's mistakes, weaknesses, or eccentricities. The following one-liners illustrate this type of humor. Martha dances like a circus elephant. Jeff eats so much that he needs to use his tool chest as a lunchbox. Sally drives as though she thinks traffic signs were merely ornaments to beautify the scenery. Gary is so fat that he and his shadow make a crowd. Mary cooks so poorly that she can use her leftovers as household insecticide. Carl's handwriting is so bad that you can't tell if he's trying to write a sentence or draw a picture. Sometimes negative humor is used instead to poke fun at some embarrassing feature of another's personal life. "Well, Charlie, I see that you are growing up quickly, with popping pimples, cracking voice, 5 or 6 hairs on your chest. Why, I suppose you'll have a girlfriend soon." As an adolescent, I bore with many years of such jokes about the prominent fixture in the middle of my face that is an emblem of my Semitic heritage. Sometimes negative humor is used affectionately as a way of kidding a friend tongue-in-cheek by speaking of areas of strength as if they were areas of weakness. "Martha, you're the worst cook in this city. A man has to be courageous to eat your cooking," spoken to a woman whose actual excellence in the kitchen is unquestioned. "Carl is an unmitigated ignoramus," spoken of a man whose intellectual ability is known to all. I am sure that I need not multiply examples of negative humor any further. It is a conversational pattern that is intimately familiar to all of us, both from the receiving and the giving end. Negative humor is not as serious a matter as slander or gossip. In fact, one is hard-pressed to find any passages in the Bible that address the subject directly. However, the silence of Scripture on the topic of negative humor can probably be explained by the differences between the culture of our day and that of biblical times. Negative humor thrives in social situations that are casual and informal, and modern Western society, especially American society, is far more casual and informal than the societies of Abraham, Moses, David, Ezra, and Yeshua. Still, even if negative humor had been more common in the times of the prophets and apostles, it would never have received the attention that Scripture reserves for slander and gossip. Slander and gossip are serious offenses against God's law, for they involve robbery of a person's most cherished possession, one's good name. Negative humor can be used in order to convey slander or gossip, although it is not always so used. Negative humor, however, can cause significant problems in relationships and in individuals. If we want to reflect fully the love of God and impart life with our speech rather than death, we will seek to uproot negative humor from our relationships and learn how to smile without slapping.